Now, the fourth dimension, the public dimension, is also the battle to be anointed. Yes. The battle to be anointed. Yes. Now, how to be anointed? And preach powerfully. Not like a scribe, but as one with an authority. To be anointed. You have to be anointed. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You have to be anointed. You have to be anointed. Anointed. You must have oil. There must be oil on your life. There must be power in your life and in your ministry. And it comes by your closeness to God. That's where you derive your power and your authority. Anointing. Anointing is the ability and the power to do mighty works. Mighty works are accomplished because of the anointing. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. He had the power of God, the presence of God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost was upon him. So because of that, he went about preaching, teaching, and healing. There were miracles in his ministry. When he preached, people were blessed. When he preached, people were saying, "Preach." Yes, people couldn't even control their feelings when they heard him preached. They said, "What man is this? He doesn't preach as the scribes." When the scribes preach, there's no authority, there's no power. But this man, when he preaches, you can see a certain aura. There's a presence, a certain presence. We can feel it. You know, one day Jesus was preaching in the church. And the message was so nice. A certain woman was there. She couldn't control herself. He said, "Blessed is your mama's breast." He said, "I wish I was your mother who breastfeeded you." Oh, can you imagine? She lost control of herself. But because of the message... Yes. Yes. Look for that scripture for me. Search for PAP. P-A-L-P. PAP. Yes. You will see. So it's not only in our church that somebody can shout, preach. It was happening in the days of Jesus. Yes. It was happening in the days of Jesus. Hello. Hello. You are taking too long. Have you found it? Still searching? You found it? It's on the screen? And it came to pass that as he spoke this, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, "Blessed is the womb that bear thee and the paps." Change the version. Change the version. As he was speaking, a woman in the crowd called out, "Bless your mother, the womb from which you came, and the breast that nursed you." Is it not interesting? Yeah, that's anointing. That's anointing. When you are anointed, you are preaching. This is how people feel. They say, "Wow, what a message. I'm jealous of your mother. I wish I was your mommy. I wish I was the one who breastfeeded you." Yes. That's how people will feel when you are preaching. They will say, "Wow, what a preacher. What a teacher. What an anointed woman of God. I am blessed to sit under your feet." No, this woman is one of my favorite women in the Bible. Yes. 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 A woman in the crowd called out. Can you imagine your pastor is preaching and then God bless your mother and the womb that carried you and the breast that breastfed you. What a preacher. What a preacher. Man. I used to be in a church. Do you see? And there was this woman who liked to sit in front. She was not too educated, you know, and she liked to also sleep. So when she sits in front, she'd be sleeping like this. Then somewhere in the course of her sleep, she would just wake up. Then she would say, also means pastor. Also preaching good. She was called Sewa. The pastor would say, Miss Sewa, I'm preaching good. Miss Sewa. Yes. Preaching good. Yes. Look at the woman. Look at her. Can you change the version? Can we have another version? And as Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, blessed is the mother who gave birth and nursed you. This is too diplomatic. It's a massage. He's trying to be fine, gentle. Another one. Some woman lifted her voice above the member of the crowd. Blessed the womb. Blessed the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nest. Yes. Another one said, happy is the body which gave you birth and the breast from which you took milk. Yes. Blessed, happy to be envied is the womb that bore you and the breast that you sucked.
Serious.
Serious. The woman was full of jealousy. Eh? I mean, she really wished that she was the mother of Jesus. She would have prided herself so much that, you know, that's my boy, that's my son, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. That's my son. That's my boy. That's my boy. Yes, I gave birth to him. I'm proud of him so much. Yes. That's the anointing. Yes, that's the anointing. That's what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord, he has anointed me to preach. And when you are not anointed, your preaching will be so dry. Yes, people will be sleeping. They will not enjoy what you are saying. What you are saying will not make sense. Nobody will cry. Nobody will weep. Nobody will shout. Nobody will scream. Nobody will stand. Nobody will... No. That's why anointing, I'm talking about the war, the battle to be anointed at the public dimension. So that before you stand to preach, you see that you are anointed. People will like to listen to you. Bible says, and common people gladly heard him. Common people gladly heard him. Jesus, common people. Give me that scripture. Common people. Mark 12:37. David therefore himself called, he was preaching. Then Bible says, and the common people heard him gladly. They were happy to listen to him. That's how you can have a big church. Yes. Because common people would like to come and listen. Yes. Common people. Change the version. The large crowd listened to him with great delight. Large crowd. Yes. Church growth. Anointed large crowd will come and sit and listen to you. Yes, that's why we gather, we go for homecoming, we know we are going to listen to an anointed man of God. Yes. Amen. With great delight, happiness. So, fight to be anointed. My dear sister, fight to be anointed. Anointing. Fight until you are anointed and keep fighting to be anointed. Refuse to be an ordinary Christian. Refuse to be an ordinary shepherd. Refuse to be an ordinary pastor or preacher. Become anointed and you can be anointed. Yes. And I'm explaining to you that the key to be anointed is to stay close to God. Yes, to stay close to God. Every anointed person is very close to God. Very, very have a relationship with God. Yes. It was when Jesus went and spent 40 days and 40 nights with God that the Bible says in Luke 4 verse 14 that he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Spending time with God is the key to the anointing. God being with you is the key to the anointing. Staying with God, staying in his presence and being with God alone is the key to the anointing. For God was with him. That is the anointing. That's why in Mark 3:14, Bible, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him. They should be with him. Some of you are very, 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 very active in the ministry, but you are not active of being with the Lord. Being with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, to heal, and to cast out devils. First, be with me. That's the most important thing. If you have not been with him, you can't preach well. If you have not been with him, you can't heal. If you have not been with him, you can't cast out devil from anybody. Wow. It's being with him that makes you have power to preach, power to heal, and power to cast out devils. That's a master key. Anybody who spends a lot of time with God, I'm telling you, you have power. Power to preach. Power to heal. And power to cast out devils. That you tell somebody that, next time I come here, you'll be showing me your chart. If you have not been with the Lord, your words will not have such authority. Your words will not have such authority. But because you have been with the man of authority, God the power, God the authority, God everything, he backs you. His authority becomes your authority. If I put perfume on me, on myself, and I sit with you, I hold you, my perfume will rub on you. Is it not true? Yes. That's how come some men, some women, when their husbands come home, they go and hug them. They are trying to smell. Hey! Sneaking, yes. Hey! They say, I can smell a lady's perfume. Hey! Hey! What a shock. Who did you meet today? Because they can smell a perfume. Yes. Because it's a sign that you have been with somebody. So, Sana, maybe you hugged somebody or you were talking to somebody or there was a touch. It's the same thing. Yeah, you spend time with God. His power will rub on you. His glory will rub on you. That's what happened to Moses. He will go and be with God. He can't. The people cannot even look at his face. Glory. For God is light and the light has come on Moses. The glory has fallen. And they couldn't look at Moses' face. Just like nobody can look at God's face. Because God is like bright light. You can't look at him. Spending time with him. Spending time with him. Being with the Lord. It's a fight to be anointed. Pay that price. And it's a fight to spend time with God. Go for retreats. Check yourself into a room somewhere. And be there alone. Not as a group. Alone, alone. When you come alone. That's what Moses was told by God. So when you come alone. Yes. God doesn't deal with a group. He deals with that individually. He said, when you come alone. Moses, come alone. Leave everybody behind and come alone. God wants you to come alone. And the power of God will fall on you. Yes. He wants to speak to you. He wants to show you things. You become a friend to God. A friend. Like Moses was like a friend to God. God was revealing things to you. When you become a friend of God, God revealed things to you. Yes. That's why Jesus told the disciples, John 15, verse 15, said, henceforth I call you no more servant, but I call you friends. And why do I call you friend? Because I'm revealing things to you all the time, revealing things for my Father. Huh? Mysterious things. Things that people don't know. I'm sharing with you. I'm revealing. I've heard of my Father. I've made known unto you. The things I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. When you come closer to God, you become a friend of God. God will make things known to you. You will know things. Things about people. One day there was a certain king. King Ahab. Yes, king of Israel. He received a visitor called King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And as they were talking, King Ahab said, you know, I feel like I should go to battle with Ramoth Gilead. Go and fight the Syrians. It's a long time we fought. Jehoshaphat, would you join me? Would you let your army join me to go and fight? Oh, I will. But Jehoshaphat said, is it possible for us to find out whether it is the will of God? That this fight you want us to battle, we want us to go into. Is it the will of God? He said, no problem. I have 400 prophets. We can consult them. So he said, let's do it. So they called the 400 prophets. They looked into their spiritual realm. He said, okay, that's here the Lord. Go to Ramoth Gilead. Go, 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 go. 400 men said unto him, shall I go? The prophet prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper and do well, for the Lord shall deliver into the king's hand. Wow. 400 prophets. Everybody is prophesying the same thing. But Jehoshaphat found something wrong. So he asked the king that, are these the only prophet? Yeah. Is there any other person we can ask or consult? He said, oh, there remained one, but that guy, he doesn't prophesy anything good. All his prophecies are negative. His name is called Micaiah. Hey! So he said, no, let's go and fetch him. Let's go and bring him. But you see, there was another prophet called Zedekiah. He came to even dramatize the prophecy. He came with a horn. Pom, 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 pom. That's here the Lord. That's here the Lord. So when they were going to call this guy Micaiah, the servant who was sent to them, listen, 400 prophets all said yes. So as we are coming, make sure you also come and say the same thing, because you there, your prophecies are always the opposite. The prophet Micaiah said, don't worry.
I got you.
I got you. I will say the same thing. Whatever that I will say. So when he came, he was asked. He said, oh yeah, you should go. You should go to the battle with Ramoth Gilead. You will win. The king said, this is the first time that you are prophesying something good. Are you sure? Are you really sure? Tell me the truth. I know you. Tell me the truth. He said, since you are asking for the truth, I am going to tell you. I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, their master has been killed. Send them home in peace. Hey! It means that when you go to this battle, you are the one that will die. And everybody will come home alive. Serious?
Serious.
Didn't I tell you? The king of Israel exclaimed to Jehoshaphat, he never prophesies anything but troubles for me. Then Micaiah continued, listen to what the Lord say. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the armies of heaven around him, right hand and on his left hand. And the Lord said, who can entice Ahab? Spirit of enticement, spirit of seduction. Seducing spirits. Who shall entice Ahab to go into battle against Ramoth Gilead so he can be killed? There were many suggestions. Many suggestions. And finally, a spirit approached the Lord and said, I can do it. A spirit. Demon, a demon spirit. Yes, there are demons in the heavens. Remember, there was a day that the children of God had gathered and said before the Lord, and Satan also came in the midst of them. So Satan can come. Demons come. So a demon of enticement and seduction came and said, I can do it. Then they asked him, how will you do this? The Lord asked, and the spirit replied, I will go out and inspire all of Ahab's prophets to speak lies. And God said, you will succeed. Go ahead and do it. So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of all the prophets. For the Lord has pronounced your doom. Now look at verse 24. And Zedekiah, remember Zedekiah, the guy who took a horn and dramatized the prophecy, son of Kenana, walked up to Micaiah and slapped him across the face. He did what? He slapped him and said, since when did the Spirit of the Lord leave me to speak to you? Since when did you become a prophet? Since when did the Spirit of the Lord leave me to come and speak to you? But I want you to look at the answer that Micaiah gave to Zedekiah, which is the reason why I'm sharing this with you, this whole chapter. Micaiah, you will find out soon enough when you are trying to hide in some secret room. Change the verse to King James. Yes. He said, behold, you shall see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Yes. That power to know. That power to have revelations. That power to be on earth and know what is happening in heaven and discussions in heaven. It comes on the day that you will learn to go and hide yourself alone and be with God. That's how you will know things. Learn to hide yourself. Learn to be with God. Learn to be alone with God. Learn to spend days and weekends and time with God alone. I'm telling you, you will change. You become something. You become privy to divine knowledge and revelations and have encounters with God that will shock and change your life. The battle to be anointed. And it's a battle. Because the world will make you so busy. Social media can get you so busy. Everybody has your attention except God. Facebook has a lot of your attention. Instagram has a lot of your attention. TikTok, YouTube has a lot of your attention. The only person who doesn't have your attention is God. You can't hide yourself and be with God alone. Micaiah said, you want to know when the Spirit of the Lord left you to come and speak to me? The day you will hide yourself. The day you will make time to be with God alone. The day you will lock up yourself in a room from morning to the next day. You don't come out and you tell mommy and dad that, mommy, today I want to be alone in my room. I want to spend time with God. That's the day you will see. That's the day your eyes will be open. That's the day your eyes will be open and you will see executive meeting taking place in heaven. And you will see God having discussions and demons coming. And there are discussions and God is speaking and demons are responding. And so much is going on in the realms of the spirit. And your ears are open and your eyes are seeing. And you can know and you can see things. And you can predict and you can say and you can tell. And you can explain. The day you hide yourself, you will see it. That's why it's a fight, because a lot of us don't have that discipline. We want to be everywhere. We want to be seen everywhere. You can't hide yourself. You can't hide yourself. Busybody. But God wants you to be busy with Him. Many people are busy with the work of God, but they are not busy with the God of the work. You see people, but center, they carry heads that they, the only thing they don't do is that they don't busy themselves with the God of the work. and you see the activity, plenty of activity, it doesn't yield to church growth. Wow. It doesn't yield to increase. Because the secret is not in being busy with activities, but being busy with the God of the activities. God himself. That's why he said he chose the 12 that first they should come and be with him. Being with him first before activity. But many of you, activity first before being with him. Say it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Yes. I just wanna be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't wanna worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Dwelling in your presence, drinking from your table, surrounded by your glory, having a heart-to-heart interaction and fellowship with you. This is where you derive your authority and your power from. Being with God, staying with God, alone, hiding yourself from everybody, from the public, from all the busyness of life and the busyness of the day. That you are alone with God and you are just surrounded by his presence, his glory, and you are worshiping and you are communing and you are talking to God and you are slumbering, waking up, fellowshipping, talking to God. Ah, your life will change. You'll become an anointed man of God. The more I love you, I seek you. You are seeking for him.
The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you,
the more I find you.
All I love. I want to sit.
more
I seek you, more I find you,
the more I find you,
the more I find you,
the more I find. Chamber alone with God. And this is the song you are singing to Him.
The more I find you,
the more I find you,
is the more I find you,
the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink.
Her sister Mary, verse 38. Let's ask Jesus and the disciples continue on their way. They came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She was distracted. Many of us are distracted by social media activities, different things. But her sister Mary sat and was listening to the things that he taught. Then came Martha and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." And look at Jesus' response. He said, "Martha, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details, all these business activities. There's only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will never be taken away from her." King James. "But one thing is needful." Say, "One thing is needful." And Mary has chosen that good part. What good part is it? Sitting with the Lord, being with the Lord alone. That's a good part. Sitting with the Lord alone. So that can never be taken away from you. It can never. You can lose everything, but this particular one, not even Satan can take it away from you. That's the key to the anointing. Being alone with God. Being alone. No wonder Jesus showed himself to this woman Mary after resurrection. And she never doubted. She believed. She was close. You can be close to God. I'm telling you. You can know his voice. You can hear his voice. Be thirsty for God. Be hungry for God. Paul said, blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. Look at what David said. Psalm 63 says, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth. I'm longing for your presence to be with you. I'm thirsty. I'm dry. I'm without you. Like for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. For what? To see thy power, the anointing, and thy glory. I want to experience your power, and I want to see your glory. I want to see the anointing. I want to feel your presence. And David knew that it calls for dedication to be with God, to stay with God, to want to be with God. That's a secret. That's why David wrote songs like as the deer panted for the waters, my soul longed after. That's Psalm 42. As the deer panted.
As the deer panted for
the deer.
The water, so my soul longed after thee.
You alone.
You alone are my heart's desire.
That's why David was called a man after God's own heart. He was a friend to God. Friend. The person you spend more time with, talking to, communicating, communing with, will become your friend, will become everything. And God wants us to become friends. He wants us to become friends to him so that he can speak to you, he can talk to you, he can fellowship with you. Sometimes I feel God is lonely. He's lonely. He's longing. He's longing. He's longing. He wants to be with you. He wants to talk to you. But you are so busy. He can't get your attention. Let God become the air you breathe. It's like you need him. You need him. Just like the way you cannot do without air, let God be. That's what somebody sang that song. This is the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence.
Your holy presence.
Living in me. Living in me.
You are my daily bread. I can't do without you.
This is my daily bread.
Lift up your hands. Let it be a prayer. We are ending. Let it be a prayer.
This is my daily bread.
And pray and say, Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. Marakatara baradaya, rema makatura bazikaya karakataya karabaya, rema makutara barikataya karakataya. Oh, from today you'll be able to hide yourself. You'll be able to hide yourself. You'll be able to hide yourself. Hide yourself in your inner chamber and be alone with God and be alone with God. And to commune with God. And to commune with God. Mandere katara basi karabra baba. Ozane rekatare katara basi karabra baba. Rema makatara brana se yarabra baba ya. Rekatara brama yarabra baba karabra baba ya. Rema makatara brama karabra baba ya kaya. Rebe mere 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 karakatara brama baba ya kaya. Rama masande re marakatara brama baba ya. Rekatara brama masi karabra baba 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 masi karabra baba baba. Aria baba ya karabra baba masi karabra baba. Aria katara brama masi karabra baba ya. Aria katara presence, to be alone with the grace. grace to overcome all the distractions and the busyness of life, and to be drawn and to receive a spiritual addiction to be with God and to be in His presence. Oh, Father, we thank You, Jesus. We thank You. Makarabadia doya. Unduru brekata libarakata yekarabrado shokuru brekata yakarabrababakata ya. Re barakato santa yakuru brababaya babaya daya. They that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Oh, rababakata rababakoto shekarabrababaya karabrababaya. Oh, pray for that grace. Pray for that grace. Pray for that grace.
There is a longing.
Oh yes, Lord.
Only You can.
We long to see You, Lord. We long to be with You. sunrise to sunrise.
Sunrise to sunrise.
I will seek your face.
I will seek your face.
Drawn by the Spirit.
Drawn by the Spirit.
To the promise of your grace.
To the promise of your grace.
My heart has found in you.
My heart has found in
a hope that will abide. Himself from you. He He's been waiting for you. He said, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Oh, Jesus. This is our prayer today as we end the camp. This is our heartfelt prayer. May we be drawn to you, drawn to you, drawn to you, drawn to you. How can two walk together except they agree? Rakata malika rakata yakara rababa rakata rakata yako rekata yamakara. Your presence. The Lord appeared unto Abraham, saying, be thou perfect and walk before me. That's all. That's what all that Abraham was. When the Lord appeared to him, he said, be thou perfect and walk. God said, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship. He said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. That's all. Relationship. Walk before me. Father, I pray for your children that we shall walk before you. We shall have an intimate relationship. We long for thee. We desire you. You are more than everything to us. Since the days of creation, you've always wanted an intimate relationship with man. You used to visit Abraham. You used to visit Adam and Eve in the coolness of the day, until the activity of sin separated them from you. Even that you still made effort to make it possible for man to relate with you and to know you. Enoch walked with you, and because of that he could not die. Lord, he pleased you not because he won so many souls. He pleased you not because he built churches. He pleased you not because he even offered burnt sacrifices. He pleased you because he walked with you. He spent time with you. No wonder he could not die. Because God, you cannot die. He became like you. We want to be like you. We want to be like you, Jesus. We are so different from you. We say we are Christians. Our deeds are supposed to be like you, but sometimes we are even ashamed to tell people that we are Christians, and it's simply because we don't walk with you and we don't find ourselves with you. And because we don't find with you, Lord, we don't have the power and what it takes to be in control of our flesh and to please you and to walk in holiness. Lord, we are struggling every day with our weaknesses. But Lord, if only we can spend time with you and be with you. You have enough blood to cleanse us, to wash us, and to present us blameless and faultless before God the Father. But Lord, we repent today and we come before you. We are saying that, Lord, grant us this grace and this honor and this privilege of being drawn to you, being drawn to you. We want to feel you, want to feel you, want to feel your presence. We want to know your presence. We want to feel the warmth of your embrace. We want to love you. We want to like you. We want to feel you. When you touch us, we want to feel that you have touched us. When you speak to us, we want to hear that you have spoken to us. When you are nearer us, we want to know that you are present and you are somewhere around, oh God. This is what you want, and this is what we also desire. This is what we also want. Forgive us for the times that love been busy with other things, busy watching movies, busy with useless things, busy with so many things except being busy with you. Forgive us, and Lord, we come back to you. We are coming back with a heart of worship. We are coming back with a heart of praise, a heart of communication, and heartfelt conversations to you and with you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now, Lord, we receive fresh oil for our public ministry, fresh anointing for our public ministry. Just because we have been with you, we came to you for these 3 days. May we live here stronger than we came, better than we came, anointed than we came, glorious than we came, better than we came. Pour the oil of glory. Let the crown of oil fall upon us and be placed upon us and touch us in a special way. That when people see us, they will see your glory. They will see your beauty. They will see Jesus in us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege to serve you and to speak to your children. Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be given such an honor to be here all these days to speak to your children whom you loved, whom you cared, and whom you saved, whom you have bought with your own blood. Thank you for giving me the honor to feed them with your word, to feed them with knowledge and understanding. Thank you for the privilege. I don't take it for granted, Lord. Thank you that you choose someone like me. Thank you that you anoint someone like me and give me the privilege to serve your children, to serve your people. Lord, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Thank you for the honor that you've placed on my life. For no man taketh this honor unto himself, except him that is called of God. Lord, you have honored me and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Thank you for the lives of these wonderful children of yours whom you have saved and called, not according to their own purposes or according to their own ways, but according to your own purpose. Oh Lord, you knew them before you even brought them into the world. The Bible says that from whom you did predestinate, you also called, and whom you called, you also justified, and whom you justified, you also glorified. Oh Lord, you who have called these ones, I pray that you will justify their calling by bestowing more grace and your power and anointing, and use them mightily to take territories for your kingdom, to change lives, to affect lives, and to affect homes and families and communities and nations and cities, oh God. And as you justify their callings with your grace, I pray that you will glorify them. Bless them and bless them indeed. Let them be filled with your glory. Let them be filled with your beauty. Let their lives never be the same again. Let them walk out of this place as men who are endowed, men who are blessed with the authority. They have received authority and power from you, and you are sending them out to preach, to heal, and to cast out devils. Oh Jesus, just thank him for the wonderful times we have had here and the opportunity he has given you to be here, and the blessedness of his presence and the fellowship of his presence and the well and the river of the Holy Spirit. Oh Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we are honored. We are privileged. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please go back to your seat gently. What a blessing. I think that it would be a good thing to give an offering to say thank you to the Lord for the three wonderful days we've been here. Being blessed by his presence. Take something and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Bible says, blessed is a man whom the Lord chooses and causes him to approach. That man shall be satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. I believe you have been satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. Amen. God has been good to you. Something good has happened to you. I believe it. Something good has happened to you. Yes. Once God chose you to approach unto him, he will satisfy you with his goodness. The goodness of thy house, even in the holy temple. There's a lot of goodness in the house of God. The house of God is not just a meeting place, but it's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. His atmosphere is his house. So many good things have happened in your life and in my life. We want to say thank you. Father, we want to say thank you with our little offering. We cannot say thank you enough, but we are grateful and thankful for everything you have done for us in these past days and all that you are going to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please pass the basket, the offering basket around. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Listen, I believe that there are some people here, especially some brothers, young men here, Maybe you have a strong passion and a desire to go all out for God. When I say all out, it means what you want to do with your life is ministry. Nothing but ministry. Either as a full-time minister, a missionary, or self-supporting, or it's like whatever God wants to do with my life, that's what I want. Ministry. My life is ministry. I'm not talking about lay ministry. That's also another thing. I'm talking about people who wants to serve the Lord fully, all out. It's like all out ministry. If you are like that, stand to your feet. Come forward. Come forward. Ministry is what you want to do with your life. Not part-time. Not as a part-time. It's like, this is something I want to do with my life. That one day, given the opportunity, I would like to go somewhere, travel somewhere, stay there, do church, do ministry. I want to just pray for you that it will happen. Father, pray for these ones. This is all that they want to do with their lives. One day they want to be sent, be used fully, go somewhere, transform a city, a nation, a community, a group, people. I need to touch them. Those at the back, come. Just a touch. And I'm asking the Lord, Lord, these ones who are giving themselves to you, please, let their expectations be granted. Let their expectations be granted. Let them serve you. They are sold out for you. I mark them in the realms of the Spirit. And Lord, I'm asking that if you can use anything, please use them. Use them. If you can use anything, use them. Use this young man, for he's a chosen vessel. Oh, let the oil, the mashak anointing, the mashak anointing, the anointing that identifies, the anointing that identifies and marks one for your holy purpose. Let that anointing, that spirit, fall on them. In the name of Jesus, the mashak anointing. You are marked for the Lord. Oh Father, I pray for a mark. A mark. A mark. Rabba Raka Raka to Shaka. Ale Barakata Sikaya Karaba. Shanda Rabo Setaya Karabaya. Oh yes. He will use you. He will use you. He will use you. He has called you. May you answer. May you answer. Paul said, for we were not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Receive grace. Yes. Oh, yes. He will use you. He will use you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, take his life. It belongs to you, Jesus. He belongs to you. He belongs to you. He belongs to you. Use him as a vessel of honor in the name of Jesus. Change him. Transform his life. Possess him. Them the privilege and the honor that one day, Lord, they'll be standing as ministers of the gospel. your representatives on earth, your representatives in nations and cities. Oh, give him the honor and the privilege. Karaba sitaya kata. Miyandoro kotosana yaka. May they remember today the Lord. This is the day that Lord you give them a heart to serve you and to do nothing with their lives except to love you, to serve you, and to go somewhere, Lord. They are fully dedicated to you. They are fully dedicated to you. Take them and use them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Marakata Bandu Yashikarada Batayata. Remando Rokoto Satayano Shikabahatayana. Jesus, Jesus. You said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. May he follow you all the days of his life. May he choose you like you have chosen him over and over again. May he be drawn towards you. May he be drawn to your love. May he see your heart. May he know your heart. And may he follow your heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sakara barakato ya baba. Reaba barakata ya karabra baba kato ya da shikara baba. E marakato la breda la shikara baba. Oh, Jesus. Let your hand be upon her. Let your hand be upon her. Let your hand be upon her. The hand of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Sale marakata ya baya karabaya. Li barakato sandia no shekaya. Lord, I mark her for you. She's yours. I mark her for you, Lord. I tag her as one that you have chosen to use. Oh, may she be a vessel of honor, a vessel of honor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Salebrana ya karabaya. Ibarakarakorabrado sita ya baya baba. Lord, if you can use anything, use these ones. Use these ones. They are completely sold out for you. They are yours. They belong to you. In the name of Jesus. Sande rakata ya karabrado ya karabrado. Oh, yes. You have been a little girl since the day I found you. You have loved me, you have followed me. You have been through the valleys of the shadows of death. You have stumbled many times, but you rose again because of your love for me. Therefore, I will use you. I will use you. I will use you. I will use you. You will be a great helper in the name of Jesus. Nothing but you. She wants nothing but you, Lord. She wants nothing but you. You are all that she wants. You are all that she desires. You are all that she wants, Lord. Fulfill her heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You shall be a mother to many. A mother to many. I see a lot of children gathering around you, and I hear the Spirit saying that they shall call you mommy, because that is who you are in the realms of the Spirit. You shall give birth to many children, many spiritual children, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For she's a chosen vessel. Fill her with your Spirit. Draw her after your will. May she find herself in your will, oh God. Nothing but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Nothing but your will. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. A blessing. May you serve him. Become a servant of God. 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 Lord, touch. Bless. Transform. Bless and use him one day. Jesus, I pray. Use him one day. Use him one day. Use him one day. Use him one day. In the name of Jesus. Use him one day. Use him one day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
rakatara moshekara braba baya kara braba. Thank you, Lord. 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 Completely be sold for Jesus. Completely be sold for Jesus. Completely be sold for Jesus. Give them a voice. To a nation, to a group, a voice, to a city, to a town. A voice, give them a voice. Give them a voice. Give them a voice. Give them a voice. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we bless you. Vessels that have been prepared out of this meeting. God is going to use you. There's so much power and anointing and presence, and God is refining you and polishing and changing you and blessing you and going to use you as a vessel of honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who came forward here, we need to write your names. Dr. Steve, who can write their names? All right, Jeremy, Pastor, all right, Pastor Emmanuel. Okay, so the three of you, just come on stage. Come on stage. Rabo Shita ya Karadabaya. Me Barakato Zandia Kataya Shiko. So these three people will get your names, all of you. You know, I just want to say go out, but there's so much presence here. Even me, I'm struggling to stand here, I'm telling you. And when his presence is here, you don't dismiss it. Because he's working. He's changing your life. He's changing your life. My spirit and my soul are being renewed. With your presence. There's power here. There's anointing here. There's a real presence here. There's a real presence here. Real presence. It's changing you. It's changing you. It's transforming you. It's changing you. It's transforming you. It's molding you into a fine vessel. A fine vessel. It's molding you into a fine vessel. Fine vessel that you can use in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the vessels you're molding, turning them into fine vessels, taking away their weaknesses, molding them, Lord, pruning their lives, taking away the undesirable characters and the traits, and pruning them to bear more fruits, turning them into vessels of honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everybody in this room. Thank you for your power and your presence and the transformation that is taking place in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Karama zutiyando shikarada. Remazondoro katiyando shikarada. Rekatosiyando shikaraba toyadoyada. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.